Oh, democracy. Today we are all inseparable cities with our arms about each other's necks. A little Walt Whitman there, Leaves of Grass. More to come, but first, let's hear from voters, starting with a poll worker in New Hampshire.
I'm Gloria Pilot, a moderator, Ward 9 in Manchester, New Hampshire. There's a wonderful turnout, continuously busy. Busy's good. It's a good sign that people are taking interest and taking ownership of our country is the way that I look at it. So we're very happy and we're all working together. That's the important thing. We all have to work together. And there is no rigging and there is no fraud. I can guarantee you, you're welcome to come down and watch.
I'm Jeff Murphy from Watertown, Massachusetts. I'm excited that I think some of the more troubling aspects of this year's election have people talking about politics in a way that maybe they weren't before. And I'm glad to see, you know, a giant line here at my local polling station.
Now to Phoenix, Arizona, where Judy Moore voted this morning.
I voted for Donald Trump. I think the country needs a change. He's a great businessman, and I think he'll do the best job.
And Robert Hartman voted for Hillary Clinton.
She promises to take care of the older people more carefully. And I think she just has a better view of where the United States is going.
And in Chicago, Philippe Bascunyan voted for the Green Party.
The economy is still not good for most people. Jobs have come back, but they're not good jobs. I'm in college. I am facing, you know, not having any, like, real work after I graduate, and I'm still going to have, like, massive amounts of debt. That's not going away.
And in North Carolina, Ashraf Malik spoke for many when he said he can't wait till it's over.
It was disgraceful for all of us Americans that it was so debasing and demeaning. So I'm totally, it was like a torture. And I'm just praying that this thing gets over and we never have an ugly campaign like this again.
The thoughts of voters from around the country today.